welcome to Baptist Perspective with Jimmy Barber. Whether you're listening while driving home from work, sitting with a hot cup of coffee, or making dinner, we hope this podcast will be thought-provoking and edifying. Now, here with today's episode is Jimmy Barber.
While we live in a pluralistic society and the conscience of man is not to be forced by any other, especially civil government, each person is responsible to render proper worship and obedience to God. Without doing a lengthy study on the various religions of the world and seeking to verify which God is to be obeyed in worship, I will simply state that there is only one God and He alone is to be worshipped, and there is only one book that gives this information to man. This God is Jehovah, and He is designated as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book is called the Holy Scriptures as given to man by divine inspiration in the Hebrew text of the Old Testament and the Greek text of the New Testament. The text of the Old Testament is designated as the Masoretic text, and the text of the New Testament is identified as the Textus Receptus, or the received text. I am aware of those designated as, quote, higher critics, end of quote, that challenge this, but time will not allow us to validate why we make this claim. The Bible does not seek to prove the existence of God and creation as stated therein. It simply declares these truths. Likewise, we are not taking the time to prove why we believe as we do. We are simply stating our position and leaving it with each man before God as to whether he believes it or not. Also, to avoid much confusion as to what these Greek and Hebrew texts say, we present the truths of the Word of God from what we believe to be the best English translation from them in the King James translation of 1611. Again, I am well aware of the plurality of translations today that have done more to confuse man than to clarify the truths declared in the Hebrew and Greek texts. Nevertheless, I believe, time permitting, the position that I am taking is the best and wisest course in the obedience of man to the one true and living God. As we previously stated, no man has the right to force another against his conscience as to how one should worship. Because we live in a pluralistic society that allows each person to worship as he pleases, so long as he does not violate the rights of another, God does not give any man this freedom. The Scriptures plainly declare that God created the universe and man. He said that the earth is the place to be inhabited. Isaiah 45:18 declares, quote, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else." End of quote. Therefore, we do not need to spend billions and billions of dollars trying to determine the origin of life or where life is found. Even the first verse of the Bible declares that the beginning of all things was created by God. The first chapter of the Bible tells us that God created all things in 6 24-hour days. When comparing the creation with the fourth commandment given by God at Mount Sinai, it is obvious that the days in Genesis 1 were 24-hour days. Exodus 20:11 says, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Throughout the Scriptures, the Lord reminds us that He is the God of creation, and that He is the Creator of the universe. and that this is a central part of the gospel. Revelation 14:6-7 makes this plain. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. End of quote. 2 Thessalonians makes it plain that those who do not obey the gospel will be punished with everlasting destruction. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed, in that day. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10. Man may deny the Creator and refuse to believe the truth of creation and the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. But in doing so, it will be to his own destruction. Today there are many so-called gospels presented, but the scriptures make it plain that there is only one gospel. There is only one declaration regarding the salvation of man. Galatians 1:6-9 declares, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. To preach or believe a false gospel sets one in danger of eternal fire. This is the declaration of the Word of God. Therefore, it is essential to know and believe the truth of God. Modern man declares that there are many ways to God, but the Scriptures do not teach this. Yes, man, in a pluralistic society, may believe many things, but not before God. Immediately after the flood, God established capital punishment. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. Genesis 6:5-6. Regarding the validity of capital punishment, the Apostle Paul said to Porcius Festus, the Roman governor of Judea, quote, For if I be an offender, or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar. End of quote. Acts 25:11. Modern man may deny the death penalty or legalize abortion, but in doing so he violates the plain teaching of God and shall be destroyed. Psalm 9:17 declares, The wicked shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. Study the history of the world, and this truth is plainly seen. All of life is governed by the Holy Scriptures. We are told how we came to be and who we are to worship. We are told how we are to worship him, and to deviate from the commands of God brings judgment on us individually and nationally. We were created as male and female. We were commanded as to how a family is to be governed. We are instructed how a congregation is established and how it is to function. We are taught how we are to treat each and every human being. We are taught how we are to work and how we are to serve each other. God did not leave any area of life to man as to how he is to conduct himself. It matters not what laws man and government passes, or how judges disregard the validity of the Holy Scriptures. God will hold each individual responsible as to how he obeys the Bible. Regardless of your standing in life, from a world leader down to the child at home, you are responsible to God as to how you live. You do not have the right to do as you please. God holds you accountable, and he will not overlook any sin. Jesus Christ said, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Matthew 12:36-37. The Lord further stated in Revelation 21:7-8, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Finally, the Lord stated the following that not only applies to the book of Revelation, but equally applied to the whole of the Holy Scriptures. "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Revelation 22:18-19. Yes, in a pluralistic society, neither civil government nor any other authority has the right to dictate the conscience of any man regarding worship. However, each and every other individual is responsible before God as to how he lives and worships, and unless he obeys God according to the Holy Scriptures, he will be brought into judgment. As stated in a previous podcast, quote, "The salvation of a nation and the security of the people do not rely on a perfect set of laws and constitutions, nor does it rely on honest and just leadership. It relies on the blessing of the Lord God." End of quote. Obviously, the Lord will only bless a people that are living in obedience to his word. I have only given a brief overview of this topic, and books could be written along this line. But we will bring this subject to a close at this time. Farewell.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Baptist Perspective. We archive our episodes so you can go back anytime and listen again. Do you have a question about something you've heard, or just want to let us know you're listening? Visit us at baptistperspective.wordpress.com. That's baptistperspective.wordpress.com. Thanks again for listening.